Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, my brothers and sisters. We greet you in Jesus' joy. We are so appreciative for you to join us again for a wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio with Reconciliation Ministries along with Omega Ministry Group. We thank the Lord for your coming to share another wonderful Wednesday night. We thank the Lord for what he is doing and what he has done and how he is blessing us. And even during this Advent season, that we will give him honor and praise. We thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for all that God is doing for you in your life and what he's doing in the life of Omega Ministry Group and Reconciliation Ministries. We thank the Lord for just the grace and mercy and the love that he gives to us. Well, my name is Willie J. Van Jr. I thank the Lord for you all. And without further ado, we understand the power of prayer. We are still transitioning home from work, but we still praise God, and we want to, we understand, of course, the power of prayer and the importance of prayer and how powerful and wonderful tool that it is and weapon for us who are believers. So without further ado, let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful Wednesday night. We thank you for allowing us just to be able to come and share a word from you. We thank you, Lord God, for those who have called, those who are listening live, and then those who are listening to the rebroadcast. And we pray that you will continue to grant them grace and mercy and love. Lord God, we thank you, and we pray, Lord God, even though it is the Advent season, we understand that there are some who might be going through, that might be going through a storm in their life, a transition in their life. We pray, Lord God, that you will comfort them and that you will give them strength and power, anointing and authority to understand that you are not done with them yet. We thank you, Lord God, for we pray that you will bless those who are homeless, that you'll be able to find shelter for them, that you'll be able to find a place of comfort. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that you will bless a friend of mine named David, that you will grant him wisdom to be obedient to your will and to your way, that you will find a home for him to stay in during this season. We also pray, Lord God, for those who are sick. We understand that as your word has said, all sickness is not unto death. So the sickness that people deal with, I pray that you will heal like never before, that you will not just heal, but that you will make them whole again. Lord God, I thank you, and I pray that you will even be able to grant those who are hungry during this season, who might not have it to eat, I pray that you will allow them to be able to find nourishment. And Lord God, I pray that you even allow us who are blessed and who have more than enough, that we will share what you've given unto us. We will be a blessing to someone else, that we will be able to share your love and what you shared with us. Again, Lord God, I ask that you would bless those who, such as myself, who might be dealing with some sort of sinus issue. But, Lord God, as you gave the report on last week for the healing that you've granted me, I thank you, Lord God, for that healing. Now, again, I pray that you will bless this world, that you will bless our leaders, those who are spiritual leaders and political leaders. Lord God, allow us not to look towards the government for help, but allow us to look towards you. You are the source of our strength. You are the source of everything that we need, of our entire existence. So, Lord God, I pray that you will intercede. And, Lord God, allow us to even know that whatever we go through, whatever storm, situation that will arise, we understand that you gave the authority for it to go, for it to happen. And because you gave the authority, then you already know the outcome. And you know the outcome, that we are already victorious, that there is something that you poured into us, a gift, a power, authority, would sustain us. And because of that, you allow us to go through. Lord God, I pray that even during this season, that people won't feel like giving up, that they won't put themselves in debt, that they won't overspend somebody with some materialistic things that they love them. Lord God, allow our love to be more than enough. Allow our presence. Allow our conversation. Allow our presence to be more than enough for what they stand in need of. Lord God, work through us and in us. We ask, Lord God, that all of this and all other needful prayers in the name of your Son, who is our Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. I say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we are so, I have arrived home. Again, we are so thankful for your presence this evening. And we thank the Lord for the power that you've given unto us. We want to share tonight just a thought and just a word of encouragement to be able to encourage you and ourselves. Again, during this Advent season, that we won't get so caught up in the gifts that we've bought or that some supposed to be man in a red suit bought. But may we celebrate and be thankful for the gift of life that you've given unto us. As always, we want to, if there is a question or if there is a comment that someone would like to make, you can always press 1 to make that comment, and then I will be able to open up your mic, or or you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com, and then I will be able to then respond to your comments. Home. And that's sort of somewhat what I want to talk about tonight, and talk about the real reason for Christmas, and talk about that we should not get so caught up in the things that God would have for us, and get caught up in what we don't have. Let me go do this. Excuse me. Okay. Amen. Wanted to talk about tonight, again, the significance. Okay, here we go. Talk about the significance of just trusting in God and believing in God, even during this Advent season. We understand that there will be some, and we pray that it doesn't be that it don't be many, but that there will be some that will literally overspend and actually go into debt, thousands of dollars, trying to impress a family or a friend or a so-called loved one. We're buying them gifts. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy receiving gifts. I enjoy giving gifts. But I do enjoy receiving gifts. But what I've come to understand that it really truly is better to give than to receive. But we have to be good stewards in our giving. God never told us or never wanted us to be financially broke or financially challenged, but that there is a financial plan that God has for us. It's called tithing, and then also giving. And what I've realized is that there is no better financial plan than God's financial plan in tithing. And not just tithing, but also giving the offering. We ought to be a blessing to organizations, associations, ministries that we might not be actively involved in, or we are not a part of it, or or we, you know, we're not in charge of it. But in order to express our support, we ought to financially support those things that we care about. Excuse me. Now, you know, I've kind of realized that there are times that we are not able to give like we really want to. But that doesn't negate the fact that we ought to at least make an attempt to give. There are many organizations and associations and ministries that are in need of help. And being a pastor, being a former pastor, and then I understand the importance of everybody contributing to make sure that the house or the ministry goes on. But during this Advent season, some people will try to manipulate you, and even your kids, I hate to tell you, but even your kids will try to manipulate you and tell you, oh, I've been doing this and I've been doing that, and here's my list. Now, I remember as a child getting the big Sears and Roebuck book, that I'm telling my age, catalog. And then and later on in the 70s, they would come out a separate catalog that just had all toys or games. But it was really geared towards children. It would be funny, right after September, maybe around the end of September, the beginning of October, you would start seeing all of these commercials for different games and different toys. And remember having a big wheel and then being able to move up from a big wheel to a green machine. That was a really funny little thing that we used to ride around in. But I remember giving my mother a list, and my brothers and I, and we would try to manipulate her or at least reason and bargain with her
on the reasons why we should get what we receive. These were things that we wanted, and we said that if we would do, we would, my brothers and I, we would clean up our rooms a little bit more, we would get better grades. And what's interesting is that even in our lives as adults, we tend to still think that we can bargain and have those same kind of conversations with God. That if we say to God, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and we understand that there's no good thing that he will withhold from us, but the caveat is that if we have, that we have to walk upright. It didn't say that we had to give gifts. It didn't say that we had to be nice and good. It just said that we had to walk upright. Now, upright could mean a many of different things, but upright is what God has called you to do. What is the talent? What is the gift that God has called for you or poured into you? And are you walking with a caveat, or are you walking with a mindset that, hey, I am a child of God, and being a child of God, there are certain things that I will do, and there are certain things that I won't do. And God is saying to us that he is requiring us and wanting us to walk upright. But that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean that we can bargain with him. God wants us to have the best, because basically we are his creation. We are his children. And like any good parent, you want the best for your child. The problem is most of us don't recognize that we are now a part of his family. We still thinking that, yeah, we can bargain with him and that we can try to manipulate and make all these requests and not do what we are required to do. So I challenge you, I just don't want to bring up a point, or I don't want to just, I want to be able to challenge us. I want us to be able to be better and do better. So my first challenge to you, or to us tonight, is what is it that God has called you to do? What is it that God has told you that he wanted you to do, but yet you have not done? I know for myself, there are things that God has called me to do, and I have to be honest. I haven't done it, but I am praying. I am praying that God will allow me to live so that he can get the glory from my life. And I understand if he gets the glory from my life, if I allow him to be the head of my life, then he will grant me those things that I desire. My friends, they was teasing me this morning, the brothers on the prayer line, and they tease me from time to time. I know it's in love, but they always talk about the fact that I mentioned that I would like to get married. And because of that, they say, well, you can get married, but there's certain things that you have to do. And then when I, you know, some time will pass, and then things won't happen. And then they was like, see, you haven't done what God has told you to do. You want the benefits. You want him to bless you, but you're not willing to be obedient. You're not willing to make a sacrifice. You're not willing to do what God has called you to do. And just as when we were little children, there were times that we did not do what we promised that we would do, or we did not do what our mother asked us to do. So then the repercussions for that is that we would be told that we would not get, or that we were not going to receive our gifts. Now, we cried and we snorted and we boo-hooed and we got upset and got mad. But ultimately, it wasn't about what my mother was doing, but it was about what I was doing. Or better yet, the lack of what I was supposed to be doing, because I didn't hold up my end of the bargain, because I didn't do what I was asked to do. Then my mother had all right to pull back and not give me anything. And I'm not going to lie, there was a couple of times, a couple of years, that something would happen and she would threaten me and say, "You're not going to get anything." But just as God does for us, she provided grace and mercy. And then on those Christmas mornings, I would wake up and there would be gifts for me. And no, I didn't deserve it, because of her love for me. She didn't want me to go without. And if you really think about your life, you'll realize that God is the same way. That God doesn't want you to be without. And though you might not get exactly what you ask for, giving you what you need. There are times that I have to admit that I don't have all the funds that I used to have. And I have allowed that feeling of depression and neglect, I guess, or shame to weigh me down. And when I get to a place, I always hear the voice of God encouraging me, saying, "Why are you down? Why are you tripping? You're in great health. You're in good health. You have a job. You have a house. I still use you. And yet, despite your sin in your life, I still love you, and I still use you so that I can get the glory out of your life." So, my brothers and sisters, that's what I'm asking you to do, even during this Advent season. You haven't done all that you were supposed to have done. But yet, God is still blessing you. God is still taking care of you. God is still providing a way of escape. And he wants us to get to a place where we realize, again, we need to depend upon him and nothing else. Not Santa Claus, not our mother, not our father, paychecks. But we need to depend upon him. because he knows what's best for us. He knows what we stand in need of. He knows our past, our present, and our future. And because of that, then we ought to trust him even more. We ought to believe in him even more. We gotta love God, y'all. And when I say you all, I meant me too. There are times that God doesn't want us. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't want to be second to anything. But God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. He wants us to depend upon him. He wants us to understand that he's an intentional God. That there's nothing that goes on that he is not aware of. That all things work together for our good. That he is the one, again, an intentional God. Well, my brothers and sisters, what I'm going to do, we are going to take a break. If you can, please go get some water. Go get some go get some hot tea or some cocoa. And right after we hear from our brother, do not have the rights to this song, Brother Travis Green. We'll be back.
Never failing. All things are working. Hey, I'm at that.
That's right. Our God is an intentional God, that there is nothing that goes on by happenstance, but that everything is meaningful. Everything has a purpose. Everything is specific when it comes to our God. And so it is, even during this time, this Advent season, we have to realize that what we're dealing with and what we're going through, that it is a part of the bigger plan, God's plan. I know you want to be happy and you want to be jolly, and I'm saying that you ought to, but it shouldn't be based upon just the season. It shouldn't be based upon the gifts you are anticipate, but your joy should come from God and God alone, that your happiness should come from God and God alone, and understanding that your relationship with Him, that there is nothing too impossible for Him. There is nothing. And because He is a wonderful Father, He's a great Daddy, that He will give us what we need, and He'll give us some of our wants. Now, I'm not one of those that believe that we need to wait and experience heaven once we transition. But we ought to get to the place that we know that we experience heaven here, that we experience the wonderful things that God has for us. Now, it doesn't mean that every day is going to be sunshine. Doesn't mean that everything is going to be peaceful. But then you got to believe and know that God put something into you through the Holy Spirit to your soul, to your inner being, to your spiritual person. There is something so wonderful and so powerful, so dynamic. And God is just awaiting for us to tap into that, to believe in that. There are so many people that are going through bouts of depression. And I loose that spirit upon anyone who's listening now or who are listening in the archives. I loose that spirit back to the pits of hell. And I loose that because God breathed life into us. And yes, it might be a dark day in your life right now. It might look like midnight. Gotta believe, you gotta know that the sun will rise in the morning, that the light is coming, that there is power that's available for us. I understand that sometimes we get depressed because we think that we can't do or we're not adequate because we can't give or we can't do what we want to do or what we ought to do. And I've personally taken the position that it's not always about the gifts, but it's about understanding that I would rather spend time with you laughing and joking and talking about what God has done for us than for you to buy me a gift and then you paying on it and still in May. Or that I will buy you a gift and I'm still paying for that gift in June. No, I want to be able to spend time with you. I realize that since I've turned 50, it's more important to have experiences than it is to have things. I would have rather have a great experience with you than another pair of crocodile shoes. I would rather us have a great time over a meal with a glass of wine, talking about how God has blessed us and watched over us in our ignorance, than for you to buy me a watch or another tie. And let me just say this, because I hear you, God. When are you going to forgive? That's right. When are you going to forgive that person that offended you, that you haven't spoken to? I hear you, God. When are you going to express to them? And when are you going to say that you're sorry, that you apologize? Yeah, I know it was their fault. Yeah, I know they was the one who started it. But when are you going to express love to them? When are you going to talk to them? And then, when are you going to ask for forgiveness for yourself? When are you going to accept that God is not holding anything against you, but that he just wants to love you? We have a comment. We have a caller who would like to make a comment. The last four digits of your number is 6627. Your mic is unmuted.
Thank you, my brother. Willie J. Van, good evening. Brother Morton here from Forest Park, Georgia, by way of Detroit, Michigan. Sometimes we get so wrapped up, those of us that get into the so-called season, and we're getting into a season without understanding the real reason, without understanding that more than silver or gold, more than what you might get at Macy's or whatever department store or whatever, and we miss the ball. We miss the real picture. At 65 years of age, I can honestly say I thank God that some people in my life instilled certain value. There's nothing monetarily that you can give a person that will take the place of love, companionship, compassion, that warmth of a hand in prayer, that solidarity of hands being in prayer, not over a feast, but over a simple meal or a cup of coffee while you reflect on those memories of old. I know for me and my family, as I scanned some pictures the past couple of days as I traveled from Detroit back to Atlanta and getting ready to go back from Atlanta to Detroit, the heartfelt memories can never be replaced by materialistic things, silver, gold, or presents, big or small. Those voices, those handshakes, those hugs, those greetings when you walk into a place, those hugs to say, I love you, Merry Christmas. Or even if they didn't have to say anything, that look, that eye-to-eye contact, that warmth. Same warmth I have when I enter my church, thanking God for the blessings, not only once a year when we celebrate the birth of that child, but every day and every year, every moment that we take a breath, that we look at a friend's eyes, a child, a baby we hold, or someone that we love. That's when I think about this Christmas and every other Christmas. I share that love with each and every voice, each and every ear that inclines to this radio listening. Merry Christmas to you. God bless you.
Amen. We love you, Dwayne, man. I greatly appreciate. Take you off. If you want to come back, man, you can press one again, and then I can unmute your mic again. But I just wanted, man, to say I appreciate you. I love you, man. This, my brothers and sisters, this is a blessed man of God, man of God that God has brought through some trials and tribulations, but he yet continues to stand on the promises of God and stand, and even while going through, still willing to take care of others. And that's what this whole Advent season should be about. It shouldn't be just about receiving, or it shouldn't be really about receiving. It should be about serving. It should be about giving. When are you going to give the gift of forgiveness? That's powerful right there. The gift of forgiveness. When are you going to give the gift of love? When are you going to give the gift of joy and happiness? Yeah, you just like Brother Morton said, you can't go and buy this kind of stuff at the mall. You can't even get this kind of stuff from Amazon. I know they got all the sales in eBay. You only get this from having a relationship to God through his son, Jesus Christ. So, for those who are listening live and those who might be listening to the rebroadcast, we just want to share with you, again, and challenge you that we are to remember not to overextend ourselves or prove to anyone that we love them by buying a bunch of gifts and going into debt, but that we are to be able to give the gift of forgiveness and the gift of love. We forgiving people. We want to forgive people for what they've done to us or what they said about us, because ultimately, what we are held accountable for is not what they did, but what we did in response. And I know it's difficult. Trust me. It took me a long time to forgive some people. I mean, and to forgive people like my mother, like my brother. It took years. But I'm so thankful that God was able to bring me through that. And now be on this side of that. Now I can forgive anybody. And I really try to. And though my heart aches, though they hurt me, I still forgive them. Because if I can't forgive them, how can I ask God to forgive me? And then if I can't forgive myself, when God is not holding it against me. What he is expressing to us and to me and to you is love. So this holiday season, give the gift of forgiveness and then give the gift of love. We thank you, Lord God, first of all, for your message on tonight. We thank you for being able to know that you love us and that it's not about impressing anybody or it's not about buying anybody a bunch of gifts. But what it's really about is expressing the fact that we love them and that you are the reason for the season, that we are to express forgiveness and express love. We thank you for Brother Dwayne Morton. We thank you for his calling in and his sharing tonight. And we pray that even those who wanted to share tonight but didn't, we pray blessings upon them. Now, Lord God, allow us again to go and do what you called us to do, that we will be obedient to your will and to your word. We love you, Lord God. We thank you for your forgiveness, your grace and mercy that you share with us. And there is no other God like you. You are our Father. So for that, we say, we're my brothers and sisters again, and we are so appreciative for you joining us. If you again would like to, if you have a question or comment, you can send me an email at JAYVIVictory91@yahoo.com. And then we will definitely respond to your email. So, we love you. We thank you. And we greatly appreciate you. I pray that you have a great and Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you soon. As always, peace and love. Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. Yes.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.